Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam.
I'm a writer and a comedian.
When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, it is a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update, this week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
This is Devin Leary.
Lord, they put us through the ringer last night.
Listen, I've seen a lot of bad. I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly in life, but also mostly in the things I've watched. People know that I engage not just in Bravo reality, but TLC, Discovery Plus, Lifetime. I've watched many seasons of Married at First Sight, which is essentially a show where a bunch of wackadoos set up perfectly innocent women with absolute psychopaths and force them to get legally married. Okay, this is the type of thing I've watched. But last night's finale of The Bachelorette was the most deranged thing that I've ever seen. I had to keep rewinding it because I was like, wait, what? First of all, it opens with that guy. What's his name? Jesse?
Jesse Palmer, who is a terror. They need to replace him. He's unwatchable.
I was thinking, I was like, if they don't replace him after tonight, then they're just lazy. Like,
yeah,
that he opens the episode standing there and basically telling us, he's like, we as the Bachelor Enterprises, I mean, he didn't say that, but he's like, Bachelor Enterprises decided to have two bachelorettes because we thought that that would give us a chance at double the love and double the happiness. Okay, biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. We never could have predicted that instead we got double the drama. Oh, really? You guys never could have predicted that? That
wasn't your intention? We never wanted drama. We never wanted drama.
Then he proceeds to be like, will Rachel and Gabby find love? Or will one of them be lied to about being cheated on and another one being lied to about how
Blackface. The
guy had text with his friend? I'm like, let me think about that. Let me try to guess. Will they just find love and everything's fine? Or will they be cheated on and betrayed over and over again? Let me think about that. I'm not sure. And then he's like, let's find out. They sit there. They start, like, how do we describe this? It's like, it starts with Rachel's experience. That's like 70% of the episode. I mean, not even. It should have been 90% of the episode, but for some reason it's 3 hours long for God knows why. But the beginning of the episode is like, it's the weirdest thing. It's like, they're making us watch this footage of Rachel getting engaged to Tino, and then every 5 minutes it cuts back to Jesse being like, will Rachel remain happy or will she find out that Tino betrayed her? And it's like, okay, we already fucking know what's going to happen. Like, just, okay, so just talk about that then. I don't care. I don't want to watch the proposal then. I don't care. Like, it's fine. They also keep like cutting to him talking to her being like, so Rachel, you thought everything was perfect, right? And she's like, yeah, correct. And he's like, okay, well then let's just see if it stays that way. It's like, is this hell? Like, is this what the devil looks like in hell? Is like, sitting across from you, making you watch the memories where you thought a relationship was going to work, yes, and being like, excuse me, Devin. So it was this moment where you still thought everything was going to be good. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see what happens next. Like, it's like, that's actually hell. Like it's Hades.
It is.
We're Hades. In Hades.
It's so funny. I was watching the old season 5 of Roni last night because my friend hadn't seen the pirate episodes when Luann hooks up with the pirate. And I was like, wow. Okay, this is history. So this is history. So yes, we will have to go to St. Bart's, which one of my favorite parts about that tangent is that all the women are like, one of my favorite places to go in St. Bart's. This is my home away from home in St. Bart's. I'm like, I guarantee you, you've all been to St. Bart's like one time.
I know. Someone's, it's also like, I always think about that where I'm like, okay, fast. Like, I'm like, what did my parents tell me about that they remember? They're like, oh, TV will never be as great as like Seinfeld and Columbo again. And I'm going to be like, okay, so there was Rinna Rosé and then there was Kathy Hilton's brand of tequila and she wanted to promote her brand. And then Lisa Rinna said, my friend Kendall Jenner has a tequila that I want to try. I'm like, that's what I'm going to be telling my children about. And they'll be like, wait, what? Okay.
So I'm in the middle of literally Luann telling her friends that she had hung out with a bunch of Italian people last night when really it was one French pirate. Oh, it was great. I had a bunch of friends that were Italian guys coming over. It was amazing.
Wait, can I just say also, our friend Sally had the funniest line about that scene where she's like, Luann thinks that like no one on earth has ever spoken French before. Like she makes a phone call in French to the pirate guy and she's like, okay, so don't, no one can find out that we hooked up. And it's like, okay, it's the second most easily subtitled language in America. Like, I'm sure first most is Spanish and second most is French. So it's actually going to take under 10 seconds for Bravo producers to figure out how to tell us all that she cheated on her husband.
I know. We're not small town listeners. We can hack it. Yeah. So I'm in the middle of that, like, which is cinema, which is just exciting. It's jaw-dropping. A genema. And then I think, fuck me, I have to go watch Jesse Palmer talking to camera for 3 hours, which is exactly what I had to do.
It felt like work.
And it's so funny. Tino, like, listen, I know that I thought he was attractive. I do not think that anymore. But he could not have been more of a red flag. Like, he's a trope on Bachelor. Like, he's the guy who's way too eager, way too intense. He's clearly a problem. It's clearly a problem.
Very low IQ.
There's incredibly low IQ. Like, maybe we've heard him say 5 different words all in the monotone voice. I actually want to read some of their proposal language, if you'll bear with me a moment.
Okay, but also, can I just say off of what you just said, like, that I thought that exact same thing where it's like, Jesse keeps saying, like, how shocking, this crazy twist of events. And Rachel, too, is being like, I mean, I cannot believe it. Like, I never could have. And I'm like, really? Like, listen, I'm not here to victim blame, but just as someone who has been in like really shitty relationships and then like the breakup happens, it's like you have to at a certain point go like, oh, I actually could have seen that coming. But she's like, I never could have imagined that when I thought I found the love, like we all could have imagined that.
The funny part is that she's speaking to Jesse as if her and Tino have been living together for 7 years. She's like, I was completely blindsided. I thought I had met the man I was going to spend the rest of my life with. It's like, no, you met a man on TV. You guys were together for 2 weeks and you had difficulties. That's what I love too. She was like, and then, yes, we faced difficulties. Yes, it was difficult. We faced a lot of difficulties. And you're like, babe, this is a red flag. It's not like someone who's saying like, yeah, we were together for 5 years. Obviously, we hit some rough patches. She's like, yes, I was doing press in New York and it was really hard. It was hard on me.
I know. And it's like, actually, if things are still difficult when like everything you're doing is being paid for and you've only been together for 4 weeks, like that is a bad sign. Like, really, things were difficult then I would hate to imagine when you have to like decide if you're going to move from Florida or not. Like,
I mean, I would hate that conversation in general if it became a conflict. I'd be like, if you want to stay in Florida, we have bigger problems than moving, my friend. Okay, so when he proposes, he says, there's something I got to say. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Anyone who does this to a girl is an asshole. And then he goes,
like, psychopath.
This is never going away. And she looks at him like, you dirty trickster. And then he says, Rachel, like this. You're the most beautiful woman in the world. Your compassion, your wit, your charm, your intelligence make me fall in love with you more and more every time I see you. It's like when you see a child give like a speech about like their grandmother at like a school recital. Like every time we're together, you make me feel like the center of your universe. And I'm here today to make sure you'll be the center of mine. This crazy love is going to look too good to be true to some people, but it's as real as it can be. Quite frankly, the only person I care about understanding that is standing right in front of me. And Rachel's like, I will. Yes. A million times. Yes. We're engaged. And they get on a horse together.
By the way, they keep showing that little corner camera. They keep showing her parents looking sullen. Like, I'm like, why does this family need to be humiliated like this? Like,
know, like, it's so
she's like,
crazy.
Okay, I'm engaged. And it cuts to her dad looking like he wants to like beat someone up. And it's like, okay, what?
I could not believe they had Tino there. So then literally what is now a trope in Bachelor history, they have the breakup right after the proposal. They have to cut to present day.
They schedule a filmed. Well, at first I was annoyed because then they cut away from the fantasy. And by the way, this is actually almost word for word what happens. Jesse's like, so that was you getting engaged and you thought that that was the happiest you've ever been, right? And she's like, yeah, I thought that was like my life was better than ever. And he's like, and then you found out that Tino cheated on you and betrayed you. And she's like, yes. And he's like, how are you holding up? And she goes,
not great.
Not great. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear that. So, but and I'm like, wait, what's happening? And then they cut to this filmed breakup, which all I can say is like, what happened? So this is a thing where it's supposed to be high drama. And like I've said, I've watched the full gambit of things, including like Love Island, where it's like fully 60 hours of television that I have to watch. So it's basically a full-time job. And even during that, there's like moments where I'm like truly riveted, like during the breakup moments. It's like, I can't look away. I wish I could look away. I wish I could do my job or live my life, but I can't. So that's what this moment should have been. But honestly, Rachel is so boring and Tino is so dumb that like during it, I had
don't you feel bad for Tino? I, even though he fully cheated, I do not feel bad for cheaters. I'm not a monster, but it was like watching a bitchy girl beat up a dumb kid.
But also I was like, I was having that thing where like when you're at like a job interview where you have to like remind yourself to focus and you're like, okay, let me think about how I'm going to respond to what this person says. Like, don't get distracted. Don't think about your laundry. Don't whatever. That's what was happening. I was like, okay, Devin, focus. Like, listen to the words they were saying. But they were just saying the same stupid words over and over again where she's like, really? You want to talk about that? You want to talk about if you love me? Why are you projecting this back on me? And he's like, Rachel, I'm sorry you're in pain. Like, it was just the same most boring
thing. Yeah, it was
painful. Over and over again. And like, yes, I agree that like he was gaslighting her and he was putting it on her and he sucks. But like, that was it. And I wish there was so much more nuance in like Gabby's brief conversation with Eric where he's like, I don't know if I'm ready to get proposed to. And she's like, I feel like people are telling me I'm crazy and I'm not crazy. Like, but do I stay in this experience or do I give up? Because it's like there was so much more nuance to that. And she's such a more interesting, dynamic person, which, by the way, then they cut to this week and she's like, yeah, so I decided to give him another chance, even though we had to. She's like, anyway, it's fine. OK, so I think today I'm getting engaged. I'm like, whatever. But still, that was so much more interesting than this conversation about being cheated on. That honestly sounded like a conversation about what to buy at Home Depot. Like, that's how it felt.
I also was just like, Rachel, you're making me want to cheat on you right now. Like, you're being so obnoxious. And it was just so like, it was so scolding. And I was just like, okay, I hate cheaters. They're awful. He's a piece of shit. We hate him. But she was so, there is something so fraudulent about her. I hate to say that there's so fake and like posed. Like, even when he leaves after they have this long back and forth, she just goes to the cameras and goes, I mean, I feel crazy. Like, did that just happen? Like, if this was real, if the feelings were real, you would literally be on the floor right now, like falling apart. But instead, you're just like, okay, cuckoo alert. Like, I feel crazy.
I know. And also, like, he said, basically, like, he's like taking off his mic and he's like, okay, so she just like brought me here to make me look bad. And it's like, yeah, you're right. She brought you there to film a scene where she could yell at you because she wanted to feel better about what happened. And like, that is stupid. And like, he sucks. Yes, I hate him. But like, it's kind of boring, like you said, because it's not like there was any interest she had in like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like they wanted it to be like that scene with I think they started filming the like post seasons breakups when the Ari thing happened, where like Ari chose Becca and then he went back on his decision and told her he actually wanted to go back to be with Lauren instead. And like that was one of the most riveting things in television, because she basically starts crying and she's like, get away from me. And he won't leave her alone. And she's like, leave, leave. Like, and he's like, let me talk to you, because he wanted to still be the good guy or whatever. So the fact that Rachel thinks this compares to that at all is honestly an insult. Like, I felt insulted. That's how I felt last night watching the whole thing. I'm like, okay, I feel like insulted, and I feel like, fuck you. Like, you think you're getting something over on me by making me watch something this stupid and pointless for an hour and a half? Like, that was the length of a full feature film, just watching Rachel talk about.
Longer. It was like a Christopher Nolan film.
It was. It was honestly, what's that thing called?
It was Tenet.
It was Tenet. It was Tenet. And you know what? Tenet made absolutely zero sense to me, but I would rather rewatch that.
Neither did Rachel. That's the thing, too, is that I actually do want to hear what happened, and what they're doing is Rachel keeps being like, oh, you want to bring up when I said I didn't love you? You want to bring that up right now? And I'm like, she's like, we broke up. We were going through difficult things that were personal. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't exist for me right now. Like,
so say what it was. Yeah.
Say what it was. Like, who's gay? Who took a dump in the bed like Amber Heard? I'm just kidding.
No, it's just like, who's gay? Let's be straightforward. Who's gay?
Let's be straight. Who's gay? That's the name of our next podcast, by the way. I simply cannot waste any more time in my life on Rachel. I will say that something that I did think was funny was that you see a completely new side of her personality. Instead of her being like, what? Do you think I'm pretty? Like baby doll voice. Every time they shot to her watching the screen, she had this yada look in her eye. And you're like, okay, who are you? Are you truly going to beat someone up? And then, of course, they surprise her with Avon. And he's like, oh, hey, Rachel, you want to get out of here? He might as well have come on like a sponsored like motorcycle, like or like come in a car they were selling. And she's like,
really easy to walk here in my Dr. Scholl's extra support walking shoes.
Exactly. And he does like an Old Navy ad with like people dancing behind him.
He's like, this season for back to school, you're gonna wanna be fresh.
I'm Avon and I'm back to school like your kids are. And she's like, I would love nothing more, and like runs off with him. They keep the camera on Tino, who honestly looks like Gaston at the end of Beauty and the Beast.
He just doesn't have anything to say.
Yeah, it's just like, again, I feel bad for this
smiling, because I think he probably was like, all right, phew, at least this is over.
Yeah. And it's so awkward. I was like, this show is devolving into Jerry Springer. Like when Tino walked on stage in general,
it
was like, people booed and like yelled things. And I was like, this is garbage television. From someone who did used to watch Jerry Springer, and it had the same vibes where like there's a host who's pretending to be like, all right, we're going to hear him out.
Yeah.
And then the worst, this is when I was like, Jesse Palmer should be fired, never allowed on any TV screens again. Jesse looks to camera, goes, what just happened? Avon just took Rachel away. I have no idea where they're going. It's like, Jesse, you did dress rehearsal. You did a blocking rehearsal for this. Yes. Just shut the fuck up.
Stop lying. Like, that's the thing. That's the thing I don't get. And by the way, I can't even count how many long exclusive footage trailers there were during this. Like, it would be like, okay, Rachel, so did you think you were going to be happy? Oh, well, did you ever think you'd be betrayed? No. Okay, let's see what happens. But first, we have exclusive footage from CBS's all new show, FBI
Baby Doctor.
Yeah, like, let's see. FBI
Young Sheldon.
And at one point, they're like, all right, well, speaking of betrayal, we have something, an exclusive look at the Kardashians on Hulu. And it's like a 10-second thing of Khloe being like, I'm ready to talk about the fact that Tristan and I are having another child. And you know what this made me think? I thought, you know what? This is actually the perfect show for, quote unquote, the Kardashians to have a commercial during. Because you know who's just as fake and full of shit as this franchise?
Wasting our time.
They're not going to be honest. There's nothing raw. And I'm just like, when I watch a show, yes, granted, this is not premium television and it's nuanced. it's nuanced because when I watch a show like Sister Wives, I watch Christine Brown deciding to leave plural marriage and the plural marriage lifestyle behind because she's gaslit by fucking Cody Brown, who's terrible. And I think, yes, I'm behind her. And then a few scenes later, she says she doesn't believe that the disease of COVID is actually real. And I think, okay, these people are complicated. But watching this, I think I believe in humanity again. People are being real. People are giving me what I want to see. People are being honest. They're showing the raw experiences of their life for my entertainment. And that makes me believe in God. And then I turn on ABC and I see this bullshit.
Jesse Palmer was grown in a lab. I don't even think people I don't think that IVF was used. I don't think people had sex for it. Like, I think he just showed up out of like a hologram.
No, you're right. It's like that in Watchmen when like that guy would grow the humans who all looked the same. That's where
that's him.
Chris Harrison and Jesse Palmer came out of that lab.
I want true romance.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, it is a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am excited for Bachelor in Paradise. I honestly, it's going to be a relief. It looks like there could be some good stuff there. I see a woman running on a beach and just yelling gibberish, which
yes.
is yeah, what I'm looking for.
Remember that one woman who came on two different seasons and her storyline both times was that she was like, it's so hot. Like, I'm sweating. I hate it here. It's so hot.
And one of them, too, was that she had made out with one of the contestants' uncles. She was like, yeah, I kissed your uncle. And I was like, this is the kind of energy I'm looking for.
Thank you.
So to speed through Gabby and Eric, because I truly think Eric is the most bland person of all time.
But Gabby is so funny. And the fact that mimicking birds became a part of their proposal was at least something different.
I think the birds were warning them, though. I think that was a warning sound.
It was ravens. They were ravens sent from the future.
Literally, when she said yes, there were cacaws. And then when they hugged right after, there were cacaws. And I was like, listen, we can listen. Are you listening?
Yes.
Signs are real. Signs are real. We've all had signs in our life. And these birds were telling her to get away from this guy. He has done blackface. He only went on this show to help with his career. I mean, that was such a funny like spin they were trying to do where he was like, yeah, I mean, no, I led this girl on. I feel terrible. I tried to break things off easy. And Yeah, I mean, like, if you need proof that this process works, look at me. I didn't know that I would be here, and here I am.
Yeah, he literally texted a girl that he was dating and was like, okay, I'm sorry, but an opportunity came up where I could actually do something with my life. And he meant go on The Bachelorette.
Go on The Bachelorette.
That's what he meant when he said, yeah. I thought I actually had an opportunity to do something with my life.
Yeah.
And that just makes you think, like, I'm grateful for what I have.
I am grateful that I'm not with someone like Eric, and I feel bad because Gabby's cool. I do think Gabby is a little more chaotic than we know.
Yeah.
I can imagine fights coming up out of nowhere. And I say that as someone who used to bring fights up out of nowhere after a few drinks.
Okay. I think I say this as someone who currently brings fights up out of nowhere. I think she, to be that hot, it's almost like,
yeah, there's a price to be paid.
There's a price to be paid there.
The devil doesn't give you that for free.
Listen, in the world of Hades, which is ABC's The Bachelor Nation franchise, mm-hmm. you can't, you do you have
make
to
a deal with the devil.
Make a deal with the devil and
to get
a revolve model.
Yeah.
And speaking of revolve model, to comment briefly on this, have you read about this Adam Levine shit?
Oh, I was worried that we weren't going to touch on this.
Okay. That is truly the funniest thing that it's the funniest cheating scandal we've ever had. I know we've had like Anthony Weiner sent Weiner pics and it's like, okay, play on words. Woo. But
okay, I'm this, 5 years old that I like that news is like 10 years old. And I still laughed at it. I'm like,
still
Weiner.
Funny, but
it did cost us election and, you know, but
whatever. But I don't want to talk about that. Come on, Carolina. Why is this like this? This is what it's like to follow Carolina on Twitter. You're like, oh, okay. My feed is like the Lisa Rinna Eminem and jokes about how Trisha Paytas is raising the Queen's reincarnated body as her baby. And then I see like, wait, something about how Donald Trump is the biggest criminal of our lifetime. And it's like Carolina Barlow liked. And I'm like, why did you have to bring that into my fucking
Sorry.
Area right now?
Yeah. But yes, to recap for any of our listeners who do not know about the Adam Levine scandal. A Instagram model named Sumner came forward with some TikTok receipts and said that she was only coming forward because she had shared some with her friends and they were trying to sell them to outlets. But it's the fact that she was involved with Adam Levine for a year. He is currently married to Pahati Prinsloo, obviously a Victoria's Secret model. Obviously, he still had to cheat on her, even though she's the mother of two of his children and they're married. And Sumner, the Instagram model, shows that out of nowhere, after they hadn't been seeing each other for a while, Adam Levine DMs her on Instagram saying, hey, I'm having another baby. And if it's a boy, I'm thinking of naming it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious in capitals. And you're like,
as if she was going to be like, LMAO, NP, like,
go for it. His DMs are so fucking embarrassing. At one point, he goes, you are 1,000 times hotter in person, but so am I. And then he has tears laughing emoji.
I would absolutely throw my phone into a river if someone sent me that.
He also goes, I might need to see that ass. Fuck.
Oh,
you're like,
really?
Okay.
That's interesting. You're interested in asses. Got it. I never would have fucking guessed. Well, also, I forget who posted this or tweeted this, but another celebrity. Oh, it was
Chris Helstoss.
Chriselle, my beloved Chriselle, posted this thing about like, I know. Oh, actually, what was your question?
I didn't watch her Selling Sunset. I just like her.
I've watched all the Sellings and I have a lot to say about all of them, including about Brittany Stowe's husband. Couldn't be happier. The best news besides Adam Levine getting outed for literally almost getting away with an affair and then ruining everything by trying to name his son
name
after
his
baby mistress
after
because he can't think of a better name when there's, if you're a celebrity, just look around a room and like you
exactly.
will see, oh, Frigidaire, that's a good name. Like just
yeah.
name your
Painting.
Kid after anything. Painting.
I mean, what's her name? Trisha Paytas named her daughter Malibu Barbie.
Certain that she was just like looking at the Daily Mail and it's like more leaked photos from Greta Gerwig's Barbie movie. She's like, oh, Barbie, that's a name. Anyway, the best news after that is that Brittany Snow, thank God, divorced her husband after watching him on Selling OC, which like, I don't know why it took her actually watching the show. I feel like when your husband tells you like, I want to go on a reality show called Selling OC, maybe that's a red
maybe
flag.
That,
but
yeah.
Who knows? I've never been married. It's not like I know about that. But anyway, Chriselle Strauss said that men need to stop including like, and my wife and I are like working through this going, like, she's like, you've said enough. Stop speaking for your wife. I totally agree. Let the wife come forward. Let her be like Elizabeth Chambers doing an exclusive for ET Online and probably getting paid like $10,000 to talk about Army Hammer. Let's let that stuff happen. Don't let this man try to explain what his wife went through by this humiliation. Because it's not only did people find out that her husband cheated on her, they also found out that her husband is a fucking idiot.
It's also the most predictable thing ever. Like, if honestly, if someone like John Legend cheated, I think like the nation would go into mourning.
Yeah.
Finding out that Adam Levine cheated, you're like, honestly, I would be surprised if he was loyal. I would be shocked. He looks so truly disgusting. There was a picture of him and his wife, Bahati Prinsloo. She just happens to be freakishly gorgeous. And of course, he goes after like the most like fake tits, fake ass, fake lips models like that he can find. But there's a picture of them together and he's wearing like a porno stash. He's sunburnt. He's covered in tattoos, which I generally love on men. But on him, he just looks like a rich asshole. And I think that's what he is. He grew up rich in L.A. He's just a piece of shit.
Remember when he took off his shirt at the Super Bowl as if we wanted to see that? Like, you could tell.
We'll never want to see
it. You could tell when he took it off that he thought, like, America's women were watching, like, oh, my God, I just wish he would take his shirt off. And it's like, you're not Channing Tatum. Also, I loved that Sumner, the influencer, when she did the TikTok, she's like, okay, so Maroon 5 is basically elevator music at this point, so everyone's heard of it. I was like,
wow.
Thank you.
It's dentist office music. Yeah. It's just so boring. And speaking of boring, we have to talk that there's a new Bachelor. And Devin did call this. Devin said, I'm worried that the Bachelor is going to be Zach, who was one of the runner-ups, if you'll remember. And you might not, because he's that boring. He was the one who was like, Rachel seems really fake in our fantasy suite, so I do not think I can do this. And it's truly sad because you're like, oh, you're actually a nerd. You actually think this is like the process to find your wife. Like, he looked so caught off guard, like, whoa, she was like really weird and like just kept asking me if I was willing to get married. And now I feel really strange about the whole thing.
I want true romance.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, it is a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app, Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel angry about this because, first of all, it's like I suddenly was like, oh, this must have been what it was like for those doctors who tried to tell us like COVID's going to be a real like serious disease. And everyone was like, wait, what? Shut up. Like, including me. I was like in Las Vegas on a trip like, OK, I'm supposed to use hand sanitizer. That's how I felt this time because I was like, I really think Zach's going to be it. And everyone's like, no, no, it could never possibly choose someone that boring. Well, here we are.
I felt the same way. I thought there's no way they could. I was voting for Meatball, as you guys know.
But I also thought like, okay, so the choosing of Gabby and Rachel, despite Jesse trying to twist it as like they only made the decision hoping to find people love. The truth is there is a tradition in the Bachelor Nation franchise where someone who was deeply wronged gets chosen as The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So Rachel and Gabby were deeply wronged by Clayton, who told them he loved them and then like left them for someone else. And that's why they were chosen. And people were deeply wronged this season. Namely, what is it? Meatball.
Meatball.
And also Tyler, who had to be humiliated in front of his family in South Jersey. Like, there's people who deserved a chance at love, and it's not Putty's nephew. Just I'm certain they chose Zach just so that they can have like scenes with Putty where they're like, okay, guess what? Guess who's showing up at the group date? It's Putty. Like,
well, people also said that they think they chose Zach because he actually really clearly wants to get married, and they need like a marriage. They need a wedding.
They do.
And but the funny thing is Zach is such a square. They, of course, last night had, again, they need to find new producers. They're so bad. Last night they had Zach meet a few of his first contestants. The girls are, you know, whatever, but each girl is cooler than him, except for some stinkers. But the girl that he gives his first impression rose to, so much more beautiful, so much like more charming than him.
It's hard for me to imagine a person who isn't more charming than him, because he's not charming at all. Like, it's even true. If someone, like I said, people are complicated. Even if it was someone who doesn't believe COVID is a real disease, or someone who was at January 6th, let's say, that would be more interesting than Zach, at least.
We just have to find out who's a Republican, and they have to let people talk about political issues, A, and they have to throw some randos in there. Let's throw Tila Tequila in as a contestant. Let's get I Love New York back on our TV screens.
Oh, my
let's make this more of a surprising show. No, I don't think it's surprising when you go on a cruise. I think that's boring. I don't think it's surprising when you give audience members a cruise like certificate. I think that's the beginning of a horror movie. Oh, that's a good idea. We should write that together.
Okay, I have to say that, I'm trying to find this quote from I Love New York where she's like, the shoes that Gemma gave, that Gemma gave me, because I was really grateful for my algorithm that the day the queen died, my TikTok algorithm was still just like showing me clips of I Love New York. But this is actually from Goodreads.com, and it's Goodreads.com/Tiffany Pollard/quotes/quotable quote. And this is a direct quote. I don't know if you'll let me keep this in, but Tiffany New York Pollard says this on Flavor of Love in this exact tone. Pretty much, I would let Gemma know that she is a fat cunt. And the shoes that she gave me were not something that I would particularly buy for myself. They were old maiden type of shoes. And she said that those shoes were meant to be worn on a beautiful woman. So if that is the case, she should have put them back on the rack, and she should have never even purchased them, because she was unqualified to own those shoes, if that's the case. And I think that Gemma is just a disgrace. She's a disgrace to women who are actually beautiful and classy. And she just doesn't have the vernacular she thinks she possesses. Somebody lied to her several times and told her that she was fly, hot, and sexy and beautiful. And she's nothing like that. She's nothing of the sort. I'm sorry. This is one of the genius minds of our time.
I also love the Tiffany Pollard quote where that crazy girl in the house says, you guys are just mad because all my friends say I look like Beyonce. Tiffany goes, Beyonce? Beyonce? You look like Luther Vandross.
I'm just saying, like, this is one of the most genius minds of our time. The stuff that she thought, talk about improv, talk about being in the moment in a performance, like the stuff that she thinks of, even the moments like where she would go to her room and sit on her bed with like her sunglasses on and like smoke a cigarette. It's like, we don't have performances like this anymore.
Exactly. This is what ABC is missing.
The fact that a dating show existed where a monologue like this was given, where it's like a story arc of a woman offering, basically the story arc is a woman that Tiffany's on this show with offers to let her borrow a pair of shoes that quote unquote beautiful women wear. And Tiffany goes into a long monologue about how many people have lied to this person several times for her to believe that she's qualified to wear shoes that beautiful women wear.
Well, I also want to say that you know that in the audition for Flavor of Love, everyone loved Tiffany, and then they realized that no one had asked her to audition. She just showed up to auditions. People were like, oh, who brought her here? Yeah. She just showed up. She's a genius. Also, one of my favorite reality TV moments is when a girl tells her to break a leg. And she's like, what did you just tell me? And she goes, I said yeah, break a leg. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm going to get the part. That's what I'm going to do. And then later she's talking to the guy and she's like, all these girls are getting in my head. They're saying, you know, I'm going to break your leg. And she, and he's like, the guy's like, oh, that's what people say for good luck. And she literally puts her head in her hands like, oh.
And she's like, it doesn't even matter because I'm such a star. No one will remember this. Also, the fact that, like, you know that this is one of those things where it's like a testimonial where the producer was probably like, so Tiffany, like, what did you think of the shoes that Gemma let? And she's like, oh, okay, so pretty much I would let Gemma know that she is a fat cunt. And the shoes she gave me were old maiden type of shoes. It's just like, this is the things that you can't, an audience that grew up on something like this, you can't then expect us to stomach something as bland and garbage as Zach. This, so all of this was to say that Zach should be ashamed of himself and he needs to go.
I can only hope that we will have amazing female contestants.
They will make it, yeah.
Who will make him cry repeatedly because we know that he's a crier. We know that he's going to miss his mom. We know that he's going to like be 50 miles away from his mom freaking out.
That's true. I will say, like, Clayton's season that I watched a few episodes of was incredibly good and nothing to do with Clayton. He's very boring and stupid, but it was just like the women were amazing.
Well, I actually am excited for Bachelor in Paradise, and Devin and I will take a taste. We'll see if it's right for the people. But we have so much good television, good cinema coming up.
We have Love is Blind 2 After the Altar, by the way, which that I will have be a lot to
our
say.
Our next episode.
I have a lot to say about that.
So please stay tuned for that. We also have Potomac. We also have Batch in Paradise. We are never going to let you down, not like Jesse Palmer has, by merely existing.
Yeah.
He's let the people down.
But anyway, so now that we've told a couple of people that they should never have any business being on television and they should go home, that's I think that's it for us today.
I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true. True romance, it's so romantic. Love me, baby, don't leave me hanging. I want true.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, it is a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.